Are we ready, Peggy?
We have more written.
I know, right. Okay, good morning, everyone. We'd like to get the Newport Public Arts Committee meeting for Thursday, May 12th, 2022 started. I want to thank everyone for being here. And we have one of our council liaison members here as well. And thank you, Cynthia, for taking some time to be here. As we usually do before we start on the agenda, there are some items that we will be adding. And so those items are, number one, I'd like to get an update on our public reception for our new artwork. And we've been talking about that for a time or two. The second thing to add is an update on our relationship with the Destination Newport Committee and what is happening there. The third item I'd like to add to the agenda is this concept of videographer and who and what and where and when and how and if and all of that. Again, we've talked about this before. Also adding to the agenda is moving the meeting time of the Public Arts Committee. Also adding to the agenda is an urban renewal update. Okay, and lastly, if in fact he can appear, there will be the introduction of the new, what's all his title? It's Eric. The new Eric, who's going to be taking Peggy's place and doing other things and so on. So, and these concepts have been gone over and approved with the city. So those are our additions, please. Okay.
You're going to need a motion for those. A motion
okay.
And a second down.
May I have a motion to add those six things to our agenda?
I so move.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Scott. Okay, all approved?
Aye.
Okay, great. And off we go. And again, thank you so very much for being here. We will be yes, Judy?
Did we do a roll call? Did I miss that?
We can do a roll call.
You know, when we have people on the telephone, I think it's a really good idea.
Okay, then let's do a roll call. So, Judy, who are you?
I'm Judy.
with where? With whom?
With the Recreation Center.
Okay, great. And you're a member of the committee. Who are you?
Bill Posner, local artist.
Oh, Mary Peterson. Is it on now? Okay, art appreciator.
Okay, these are all committee members, those of you who are listening. I'm Catherine Rickbone, the chair of the Public Arts Committee, and you?
Frances Van Wert, for our State Gallery.
Cynthia Jacoby, City Council liaison.
Scott Knox, artist retired.
All right. Thank you for mentioning that, Peggy. Judy.
No worry.
Okay, we've got well over a quorum and everything. All right, so the first item on our agenda deals with the ambassador. And I think all of us have enough background. It's been going on for months and months. And at the last meeting, it was ascertained that certain people would go to the business, this welding business, where the ambassador rests, resides, whatever, and get an update. So, Bill, is this your topic?
Well, Peggy and I went and visited, what was his name?
Wyatt,
and I have full confidence in Wyatt's ability. I looked at what he's doing. And we went and looked at, he's got the whole sculpture apart, and he's made some repairs as best he could, but that thing is in barely bad shape. I have some knowledge of metalworking And I can tell, if you tell from the pictures, like on page 5, everything is bubbling up. The rust is just flaking off. He has made some replacement parts. If you look on page 7, you can see how much of the rust. Every time he takes off a layer, another repair shows up. He's done some great work. On page 9, he's pieced some things together and put some new steel in. And we talked quite a bit, and came to the conclusion it might be time to replace it and start with a new sculpture and use a few pieces like the head and the crown and such from this one in kind of a transition to the new one, because it's going to cost a fortune in hours and labor to fix this to the point where you want it to last 10 years.
And I really appreciate your going to that welding studio. Peggy, were you along also?
I was along, and I'll also add a few things to what Bill said. One of the things that he found is that in the actual structure, there was water inside of it and on the outside of it. So when he would take the thing apart, he found that the rust was coming from both directions because it was filled up with water. So there's one thing there. He already has more hours into it than what we have paid him, and we've paid him everything, you know, that we had agreed to pay him. And he has about 77 hours into this. And it's not, in my mind, it's not, he could probably fix it. It's not going to be, I mean, it could be $100,000. I don't know. It's just in such terrible shape that it really cannot be repaired.
If you look on page 21, you see that the original plaque is still in good shape, and that would be moved as part of a dedication to Sam and the work, so he doesn't get pushed aside, that he remains part of it. But in fact, some of the stuff could even be part of the base of the new one.
Right, and then also on page 21, you can actually see S. Briseño, part of the lettering in the metal itself.
Oh, yeah.
You see, so there's not only the plaque. Yes, Cynthia, you.
So, yes, I think this is a real cautionary tale on accepting or soliciting for new pieces of sculpture. We just did not think that it would disintegrate like it has. It's just too darn bad, you know, and it's cost a lot of money. We all love that piece, but so how do we go forward from here?
Well, and we're going to get to that. There have been quite a bit of discussion in some of the meetings that, you know, you weren't here. Before we go any further, I'm hearing a lot of static. Okay.
I think, Judy, are you, like, typing or wrestling papers or something?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Let me,
yeah, thank you very much. Just maybe mute yourself or okay. First of all, and Cynthia, we're going to get to our big discussion here in a moment. Bill, I really want to thank you for all of your work. These are excellent images and things for posterity of the situation of this particular sculpture. You will note on the label that it was from 2005. So, you know, it lasted, 15 plus years, which, is this the person who we need to introduce now?
This is Eric, and yes, we do need to introduce him.
All right,
him.
Then.
He's just picking up a packet.
Okay, so tell us about yourself and so on.
Well, I just started a couple weeks ago as the assistant city manager, city recorder. I'm going to be replacing Peggy.
You need to sit up here.
Sorry,
because we're on a public meeting.
Unless we push the button, then it doesn't get picked up on the... We're all on television.
Welcome.
So this is Eric.
Thank you.
Eric is going
Clapton?
To be.
Clapton? What? Eric? Is that Eric
Glover,
Clapton?
Glover.
Oh, I am so sorry.
He wishes, right?
I do wish.
No wonder it was familiar. That's
so today is going to be a really enlightening day for both Eric and myself. We have not just this meeting this morning, but this afternoon we have Destination Newport. And then tonight there's a housing meeting at 6 o'clock, plus all the stuff that goes on in between. So I'll let Eric get back to talking about himself. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Like Peggy said, my name's Eric Glover. I started here a couple weeks ago as the assistant city manager, city recorder. I'm going to be replacing Peggy when she finally retires. Previous to this, I worked as a city administrator in a small community in Central Oregon, and very excited to be here in Newport.
Welcome. And maybe we should introduce ourselves again.
I think that's a good idea.
Bill Posner, local artist.
Mary Peterson, art appreciator.
Catherine Rickbone, chair of the committee.
Frances Van Wert, for Art's Sake Gallery.
Cynthia Jacoby, we're acquainted.
Scott Knox, artist, retired.
And also, Eric, Judy Mayhew is on the committee. She's a city employee. She works at the rec center, but she's on the telephone.
Hi, Eric. We met last week, I think it was.
Yeah, I recall that.
All right, thank you. Good. Nice to have you here.
Yes, yes.
And Tom Webb is missing. He's right. Absent today.
Well, we have 7 members on the Newport Public Arts Committee. So, anyway, very good. Glad.
At this point, Eric, just as a just to catch you up, we're talking about the Ambassador, and Bill Posner and I went to visit it. It's a sculpture that was down in Night Beach for years, and we visited the sculpture where it was hopefully being repaired, and it is essentially beyond repair, so that's what we're talking about now. And the first group of photographs in the packet are all the Ambassador in its current state.
Great. Okay. So to conclude on Bill's work, I really appreciate this because it shows, and you must have had some special lighting in some of these photographs, but it really shows. What is number 10, page 10? What's that thing anyway? Do you remember?
Just a piece.
Oh, just a piece.
Just taking pieces. I want to do bring page 8. If you look at the hole, those are all over the place. The rust is just eating
all the way through.
Right. It's important that you realize that this thing will cost quite a bit if he was going to rebuild it.
Is your mic on?
I'm sorry, I didn't press the button. The hole on page 8 shows that there's rust eating through, and those holes are all over through the whole thing. I would suggest the next step would talk to Wyatt about which pieces we could save.
Okay.
And then, and I'm thinking long range, we put together an RFP, and the next sculpture would have to incorporate a set of pieces that we pick. And if you look on page 18, that's a new piece he made from scratch, and that took quite a while. It's just a part of it, but that's why the hours are getting so wrong.
I wonder if he let us know, I guess it's water under the bridge now, whether he let us know that he was making pieces. Hopefully something like that can be used.
Yes, he yeah.
Yeah, he totally told us that he, you know, in order to replace some of these parts, they had to be reconstructed. I'm not sure I see this in Bill's photos. Probably here, but I would say that the head of the sculpture was in pretty good shape, wouldn't you say, Bill?
Yes, the head can be reused.
Yeah.
Which is great. The base could be reused, and there's some other pieces that could be reused, but the head and the base, we could really use
good.
Well. I mean, I don't think you'll have to clean them off, repaint them, or do something with them, but
yeah, could be repurposed. Yes, Mary.
I'm wondering, the shape of the ambassador was so iconic. Are we going to try to gently, close to, have something in the same shape of the ambassador, whether or not it's exactly the same materials?
That's what we talked about at the last meeting. Frank Geltner was here. He happened to be in town and covered various topics, but he's the one who worked with Sam Briseño way back when this was installed. So, you know, the idea of version number two, if this is too far gone, has been talked about. Yes, Peggy.
Well, I think that, you know, when we start working on this RFP, which I don't think should be delayed very long because just construction of a piece like this is going to take quite a while. I did mention this in the hit and wish list for the budget, why we needed to have an increase in our budget for next year.
Okay.
But I think that that should be started, and that should be, I think that it should be a requirement that it, you know, embrace some components of the former sculpture. And I feel like because the arms were outstretched and that was part of the welcoming of the ambassador, that that's something we ought to almost insist on.
I may be going into the weeds with this, but I think we should use the last big sculpture we did, the Happiness Found, as a model as far as involving the community, the kids, and the schools and such, like we did the last time. I thought that was totally cool.
Right, and that particular artist was very adept and willing to do that, to go into the schools, and there was all the coloring things, of it. Peggy.
Well, another thing I was thinking of is that, you know, this sculpture was metal. The next one doesn't have to be metal. It could be wood. It could be, you know, stone. It could be metal. It could be, it just doesn't have to be metal, but it needs to incorporate some of these metal parts.
Mm-hmm. Frances.
I think that's a good idea, because if you want it in the same place and it's all metal again, the same thing's going to happen over time. That is prime for salt air, which just disintegrates.
Well, one of the things that Wyatt said when Bill and I were there is that, I mean, what if it was stainless? Would stainless, would it deteriorate that quickly? I wasn't sure what he was saying.
He did mention that, but we have such a wide variety. When we did the last Happiness Found, we got a lot of we got a few stone sculptures and things like that, which would work as well. So, you know, I think we should leave it open. It doesn't have to be metal. I mean, it could be plastic for, you know.
Fiberglass.
Yeah, fiberglass.
Mm-hmm. Or something. Yes, Scott.
So I missed the earlier conversation being out last time. The whole conversation encourages me to ask the question, do we put more money into a project that has rapidly deteriorated, or do we find a new sculpture and retire the old one?
I think that's what we're considering right now, not doing any further work on this. It's not going to be, we can't afford it. We can't afford to continue to work on this and end up with a, you know, with a product that we couldn't get a new sculpture that would be, when, you know, perhaps longer lasting.
When Frank was here, he brought up the idea that it's time for version two.
Right.
And it can, you know, carrying on the legacy of version one, but it's just different. I think there's just way too much work to put into this one.
Yeah, see, and that was kind of where I was going, is that, you know, we have a sculpture. It spent 20 years-ish, you know, in place. And to take and make version two is interesting. Do we stay on that course, or do we look at, you know, a different sculpture is really the question.
I think we should keep the legacy of this one. But we also have this sculpture, which we've taken apart, and the last one that we were all involved with, the Happiness Found, most of us were involved in. We have a lot of things to learn from both of those before we go through an RFP. We should do a postmortem of all the two sculptors and say, we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that.
So, Scott, something else, too, because I know you're a newer member on the committee. The ambassador was created and emplaced before there was a public art committee. Okay, I didn't know whether you realized that. So that sculpture did not have an RFP and things like that. I think something else also to bring some of you up to date that we did talk about a lot is the iconic nature of this particular image of the ambassador. None of our other sculptures that we have, they're not iconic. You know, they're cute, they're sweet, they're this, they're that. But, well, they are kind of sweet. You know, those little kids over there in Coast Park or the other little children by the library. You know, they're very interesting. Mother and child is nice and whatever, but they're not iconic. It isn't something that is up there and making a statement. And, you know, the thing about the outstretched arms was the welcoming aspect of it. And of course, it's just been photographed forever and ever and ever, which will be very good because should we do it like this, there's lots of pictures to show a different artist to, you know, springboard their thinking. Peggy.
You know, also one of the things that I thought of is that if there is a new sculpture, it can be moved back because we will have the engineering. We couldn't actually move this back from its proximity to the parking lot because we didn't have any engineering plans and really didn't want to have to fund engineering plans. And thankfully, we didn't do that because it would have been for naught.
Yes, that's a good point because we fiddled back and forth with that for a number of months.
Well, and also, as I came to find out from Frank, you know, this was just something that sort of was given to the city with a handshake, a wink and a nod. We do things a lot differently now, and so...
No,
they just sort of showed up one day, and they said, this is...
Well, they talked with this person, Sam Sasaki.
Yeah, but there was no formal acceptance or, you know, no formal giving it to the city or anything. It just... So we're you know, if this will be a lot different because this is going to be a city program to begin with.
Yes, Bill.
That brings up a question. Do we have paperwork or that we own, the city owns that?
That's our park.
Yes, but I mean the piece.
No, there's nothing. our issue.
So if we decide to use pieces of the old one, are we going to have to get permission?
No, you know, I mean, Frank and Sam worked it out, and Sam was the city manager at the time. So those are our pieces. I mean, we inherited them. It was just sort of an informal inheritance.
Mm-hmm. And then the artist, as you know, is passed away.
Yes, but I'm always looking for worst case scenario.
Right. Yes, Eric.
So one thing the committee may consider as far as the composition of the sculpture, I guess, would be aluminum. It has high corrosion resistance and should have a long service life.
Okay.
I think we should leave it up. What we did the last time, we left it up to the people who... filled out the RFP, what, you know, they knew the conditions and stuff. So anything that lasts for longer than 20 years would be great, I think.
You know, of all of the elements that we've mentioned, what's the term? The legacy metals? There's a term in metallurgy, and it's the legacy metals. And the one, of course, that would last the very longest, unless there was an earthquake and it fell in the Pacific, would be bronze. You know, because it's a legacy metal and is one of the most stable, as I understand it, and I'm no metallurgist. But the aluminum idea, you know, we have possibilities here. Okay, so how do we as a committee want to move forward? Yes, Peggy.
So I am going to recommend that Eric and I work on an RFP and bring it to you. It may not be at the next meeting. It may be at the July meeting.
Okay.
But give us some time to work on an RFP, and then we'll bring it here, hopefully at the June meeting, and then we can bring it here, and we can all work through it and see if that's what we're looking for, and then potentially get it out and see what we've got.
Do we have to motion that we want to replace the sculpture?
It's, yes.
Yeah. Right. So,
Peggy?
Judy.
So the RFP will be to replace that sculpture then? Is that exactly what it is?
Well, it would be for a sculpture. It wouldn't be a replacement. But in the RFP, we could note things like, you know, we need it to reflect the iconic components of the former ambassador.
I think so. And I think, you know, welcoming, and I always loved that hole in the middle where the sun came through at sunset. I mean, we can't say that, but I don't know if we could include a picture so they kind of get an idea of what we're talking about.
We sure can include a photo, and I think we would have to.
And the pieces that need to be incorporated in the new piece.
Right, that would have
to. Good.
Mm-hmm. Eric?
The one question that comes to mind, is there a designated service life that the committee would like us to reflect in the RFP?
Excellent question. How long do we want this to last?
I think 20 years, you know. I mean, you mentioned that earlier, 20 years. That's about how long the ambassador lasted. I mean, of course, it depends on what material a proposer is going to propose, because if they say, for example, we want to put a bronze sculpture there, that may last longer than 20 years. Perhaps we should say a minimum of 20 years.
Okay. You know, great question. Thank you. Minimum of 20 years. Okay, now we still need Scott. Yes.
Yeah, so do we include as a next step a stop work on the existing project? Don't we have a person working on, you know, version one, and we want to stop that? We don't want to incur more cost.
Yes, that's an excellent point, Scott. Peggy?
Well, I think we need to make a motion to that effect, but when Bill and I were visiting the ambassador, I told him not to do anything else.
We did an informal stop.
All right, now, does that need to be a formal stop now by this committee?
We'd like the committee to make a motion that there be no further work on the ambassador.
Yeah, the current ambassador. Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you, Judy. Okay, so we have that motion out of the way. Now, and thank you, Scott, for bringing that up. So now we're on to a motion that, well, we had the words at one point in time. Would someone like to repeat that motion that we are going to move? Yes, Peggy.
So is this the one where you're going to direct staff to prepare a draft RFP?
Okay. So, yes, we are going to direct staff, i.e. Peggy and Eric and whomever else, to work up an RFP so that we can get it out and have a second version of the ambassador. No, that's not what we want. We want a second version of the ambassador. We don't know what the materials are, but we wanted to retain the iconic elements. Oh, I don't know, Peggy, can you make heads or tails of that?
Yeah, so your motion, I think what I heard you say is to direct staff to prepare a draft RFP for consideration by this committee at the June meeting.
Or I thought you said July. You're going to try for June?
We're going to try for June, and we may come in here begging for additional time, but we'll work on it.
What would the budget be?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, if the council approves $50,000 in next year's budget, that may well not be enough money. You know, one of the things I will also be looking at is whether any of the current projects that the city's working on would bring into play the percent for the arts, like Cynthia, I think, brought up. What about the soccer field that the city will be developing in conjunction with the school district? Would that be, would the percent apply to that project? So we'll probably put it not out there. I mean, it may be nothing we can do in 1 year.
Who do you confirm about the percent money for projects?
I'll talk Spencer? To Spencer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to know that.
Yeah, and if there are any, you know, any other work on any city project, we need to, you know, we had sort of a program going there for a while, and now it's, we've had so many staff changes that it's going to be a constant
okay.
concern.
All right, so back to, yes, Mary.
Aren't we going to be having some leftover funds from this year?
I don't know.
Add to next
those
year's?
Don't really carry over.
They don't.
Right, so and we're them. Working on using things with the brochure that we're going to talk about next. And let's get back to this motion, which Peggy mentioned. And so you remember it all? So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, wait. Okay, oh, Peggy has something.
It. There wasn't ever a motion.
Oh, wait. So who wants to make the motion? a second?
I'll second.
All right, Frances seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, Judy. All right, great. All right. Eric, sometimes I get some of the procedures a little bit out of order as we charge along because our agendas are always so jam-packed, and to try to get things done in an hour and a half some is just whatever. All right. Thank you so much for that good discussion on the ambassador. Our next B2 deals with Bayfront mural brochure. And Bill, I think you're up again, right?
Well, I don't know what we want to talk about other than the layout. I've already shot and provided the pictures of the Bayfront murals. Didn't take any pictures of any of the other ones. I didn't get a chance to find the hidden ones that you mentioned.
Okay.
I don't know if they're still there or not. I think some.
We'll find out.
And as far as the layout, I mean, there's two things we can use. We can use Vistaprint, or we can use this newer program called Canva. I'm familiar with both of them.
Okay.
And then you want to decide what kind of brochure you want to do. You want to do a fold them like we have, you want to do a trifold, you want to do single page, do you want to do all QR codes and put a website up? It's up
right. So we have discussed this quite a bit as well, and because we want to get this done and out the door, paid for by the end of this fiscal year and the start of the tourist season. So, I mean, it's like you hit the ground running on this. Bill and I are going to be working on this together. But for some of you who weren't at the last meeting, you know, what we've been discussing this, we're taking all of the old ones off that don't exist anymore. And so that there's more room for, you know, the new ones that are on the Bayfront that will allow us, should we keep this format, to use all of this back. We're not going to be negative about these murals have already been removed from the Bayfront, because that'd probably be two pages by now instead of half of this. And that's kind of the essence. I'm just trying to give people who haven't been here before the essence of what we've been talking about this mural. But we really want to get it done and finished. And we also have the very interesting co-marketing opportunity with Toledo and their artwork and Travel Oregon. In fact, Jesse Dolan is going to be at our June meeting. He's with OCVA, O-C-V-A, Oregon Coast Visitors Association. It's part of Travel Oregon. And a joint thing back and forth using the Bay Road. And when people come in on the Bay Road through, they're going to end up right on the bay front for this. So is that, Bill, so I'm just kind of bringing you up to speed. Okay, questions, Scott.
Yeah, so I heard Bill's question about QR codes and digital imagery, and I'm wondering if that's actually a much better approach. There'll be costs for producing flyers and all of that, and should we be thinking more digitally? Because I kind of imagine the kids today, you know, is that the better media, question mark?
And I think that's really an excellent thing. We talked last time about QR codes, so let's visit about that.
I would like to get together with Casey, for example, or some other muralist, and put the QR codes right on the mural. And don't even worry about a brochure. I mean, in the long range, it would make more sense to put it at eye level, QR code, you hit that, takes you to a web page, read all about it, and move on. Speaking of the kids, that's more what they would be into
right.
than carrying a piece of paper around.
What is our conundrum about that for this season is the fact that there is nothing on the city website. It's not built in any way to put up the images of the Bayfront murals and to get them identified. We talked about QR codes. You're right on about the direction we need to go. The QR codes and then what kind of materials they would be made from, how long they would last, and getting permission on some of the buildings that aren't city property to attach the QR code.
Well, they can be painted or they could be vinyl decal.
Okay.
Is there a webmaster for the city that you guys use? Is it you?
No, it's not me. But it's our IT staff.
Okay, so basically all we need is a page.
Yeah.
Or two.
I did a lot of cruising around on the city website in preparation for this meeting, and you've got departments and this and that, and are we subsumed under Parks and Rec? Or where exactly on the city website? Eventually, I know that's where we need to go, but where are we going to be and how that shows up? And then, there are other committees we could be under. Yeah, Peggy.
Well, I think that right now on the city website, this committee is under committees.
Right.
And under committees is Public Arts Committee. But I don't think that's a good spot for, information on the murals in the city because it's too difficult to find.
Right, right.
I feel like we almost need something on the homepage that would at least be a link to somewhere else on the city website.
Does Destination Oregon have a separate page or not?
Destination Newport
or
does.
Newport, I meant.
Yeah, I cruised through there.
There's, Discover Newport has a page.
Yeah, that's it.
And Destination Newport Committee does not have a page other than the one just like this one. And of course, the Chamber has a page.
Well, maybe we can partner with Discover Newport and maybe they can house our information.
That may be the best. In fact, in my mind, that's probably the best thing to have happen.
I hate to see spending all the money on the brochures moving forward.
How much money did the last set?
I didn't pay for it.
Yeah, I know. Peggy, how much did the...
I don't remember. It was
like on the order of $1,000?
Probably in that neighborhood. And then we've had them reprinted.
The problem with any printed material, because I make books, but they're not dateable books, is when the information changes, if you have 1,000 of these and you got rid of 500, you have 500 dead ones.
Left, right.
So
right.
The web page can be constantly updated,
right.
New murals, old murals, all that. I think that's the only way to go nowadays.
Yeah, but can we do that by the end of the year? I think we need to have something to show.
Well, if you're going to spend the time making a brochure, you can spend the exact same amount of time making a webpage.
And then who on staff would do this, Peggy?
So I right now, and this is going to not be my job, it will be Eric's job. But right now, Eric and I are the staff people to the Destination Newport Committee. And so one of the things that I think we might do is sort out who we need to talk to about this. If it's just, do we need to talk with Fox and Crown or the Chamber about including a link on the Discover Newport website? I feel like that's the first stop.
Okay. So this conundrum of QR codes, and you know, they've been around quite a long time. Pardon? Oh, okay. And the way to go, but then the path to get it done, which you know could probably take up to a year.
Yes.
But anyway, Frances, please.
I agree with Bill. I love brochures because I'm old. I like brochures because I'm older and I'm used to brochures and they're beautiful and their layout and they're graphic and I'm an artist, so I really appreciate brochures. But younger people don't. And when we have that sculpture brochure from the ones in Nye Beach, you know, I distributed them all over Nye Beach and wherever. And a lot of them are still there and they're not moving that fast. And I know we have a bunch in storage and young people just don't access those at all. They are so interested in this other way of finding out information. And so in a way, as much as I like brochures, I think they're kind of dinosaurs.
Well, mm-hmm. There's no reason why we can't make brochures from the website, which I've done before. And the brochure is just waste resources. And it's just, you know, mm-hmm. like you said, it's just paper sitting around that's been printed mm-hmm. and ink and everything. And
I think if we decide to go that way, that there'll be nothing apparently for our tourists for this season because of, you know, the work that needs to be done. I would recommend that these be picked up and not used then because so many of the things don't exist anymore. And all of the beautiful new things in Mariner Square, the local ocean, mural is not part of this. You know, that's why we're trying to update something. But then we shouldn't have anything out that's old. Yeah.
I think if we can find somebody who's good at making web pages, I can give them the images, or you can give them the images I gave you, and they can put pages up pretty quick.
Can they?
And all we need
yes.
is like a business card with a QR code. We don't even have to have it on the thing yet, on the mural. Just have a business card with a QR code or a web address, give it to people that are interested rather than a whole brochure.
Okay.
Catherine?
Yes, Judy.
Hi there. I hope that if we are going to do something on the city website, that we can put current murals and past murals. I think people should be able to see what used to be there, and that we don't have to say it negatively, but here's some examples of past murals. I mean,
sure.
Why not?
That's a good point, and we'd have that flexibility with a website to have, you know, a drop-down about, you know, past murals. So going back to how this can happen, to pay someone to do it by the end of this fiscal year, how can we make it happen, Peggy?
So if we have time today at the Destination Newport Committee,
uh-huh.
Eric and I can bring this question up and ask who we as a city staff would need to work with, whether it's the Chamber or directly with Fox and Crown. We have a little bit of money to make this happen, which
right.
we could use this year.
Right.
And so let us bring that up today. And
good.
We can report to you at the next meeting, although by the next meeting we may have had to take some action, but we can work with Bill to get whatever photos we need. And let us just work on that.
Great. I think that is wonderful. Cynthia.
Excuse me, I have a question about money. This might be backtracking a little bit, but if we have some which does not carry over, is that correct? What do we owe Wyatt, and what has he been paid so far? Does anyone know that needs
I
to?
I do.
Peggy?
He's been paid everything that was in his proposal, which was $4,300 or somewhere around there. Now, he has 77 hours into this, and one of the things that I think Bill and I talked about after we looked at this was, you know, he's storing this stuff and also potentially compensating him a little bit more for the extra hours he put in trying to make this work for us. And I don't know what your thoughts are, but I wouldn't be uncomfortable, you know, he's not expecting anything, but I wouldn't be uncomfortable giving him a little bit extra since he's storing this and, you know, he's got extra work.
Bill?
He's storing it, but we do need to put it someplace for storage because some of it's outside.
Oh, is it?
Well, I mean, some of the better pieces are outside.
Oh, really? The better pieces are outside, so they're deteriorating. Okay.
They were outside that day. That doesn't mean they're outside.
I see. Okay.
I'll bet they're inside now, Bill.
Yeah. And so he has a small shop. It's not like he has a lot of storage room
for the
project. So we'll need some place to put
Jumping back a minute on Ambassador. We have to find a place. Is there any storage room in some outback building that the city has? You know, where you keep, I don't know, mowers and stuff.
Well, we would have to check that. And then the other part of that is we're not going to take every single one of those pieces that he's got in his shop. We would only take, you know, some more of the iconic pieces like the face, the plaque.
The head, diamond. Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. And the arms?
The arms
are we going to take the arms?
The arms are in pieces.
The arms are in pieces.
What about the part around the center?
Down here. I don't know.
That was in pieces, too, because it's layers. Oh. And the layers have all been taken apart.
So would it be helpful, Peggy, if when we decide when and how and where that Bill go back with you to the welding place to really ascertain which pieces to keep?
Is that... We'd need somebody like Wyatt to make that determination. I couldn't really.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it would be for me helpful if maybe Bill and Eric and I could go up there and take a look at it. Maybe one of you would want to go with us. As long as we don't have a quorum of this committee, we could go up there and make some of those determinations. And then the rest of it, we just can't. I mean, what would be the point in us moving stuff that we're going to throw away?
Right. But so, Eric, do you have familiarity with metal like this Ambassador is?
I actually do have some fabrication experience in my background, yes.
Great. So this is wonderful. So we're going to go, we're going to look, we're going to decide, and where do we put the pieces
we're keeping.
We are keeping?
We'll figure that out, but who would like to go with Bill and Eric and I? Scott.
Okay.
So we have four of us. We'll go and look at it.
Eric, Scott.
And make a determination regarding which pieces we need to keep and which can just disappear.
Some of those pieces can be sanded off and made into indoor art if somebody wants to.
Yeah, you don't know. Should they
be? Because they're out of the weather.
So is this something that we take some of the pieces that we can't use and try to, I don't know, auction or somehow try to get some money to help pay for Ambassador number two? Yes, Cynthia.
It could perhaps be a fundraiser for the Public Arts Foundation, which is still an entity, but not active lately.
And
but
we still need
there.
A place to store it.
Yeah.
Keep, the more storage we need.
Right. I realize we're reeling off into other depths here, and our time is charging along. We have so much to cover. Are we okay as a group that the four of you are going to go and look at what to save? Eric and Peggy are going to figure out where those precious pieces can be stored, and maybe Wyatt would wait one more month or two on the scraps or the, we don't want to call them scraps, that's not the right terminology. Come on, Cynthia, what's a good artistic word for the elements that we might use as a fundraiser? Could he keep them for maybe a couple more
artistic
months?
Artistic elements.
Elements or archaeological finds. I don't know. We'll think of something. Is that a possibility?
Well, we'll ask him, but let's think about this. What would we, how would we market, do you want a piece of the old ambassador?
That's it.
Maybe some artists might like some of it to do something with. I don't know.
And a historical piece of
it. There you go.
20 years of history.
Or maybe instead of fundraiser, maybe, well, I don't know. We're kind of, will you put this, please, on the agenda? Peggy and Eric for next month about the pieces. Now, back to what Peggy was saying. We need to get Wyatt a little more funds, and you'd like to pay a little bit more. Are you talking about what, $500, well, $750?
This isn't really my call. I would recommend that we do that. I think Wyatt was hoping that he could get this done, and he was trying really hard, and I think he just found it to be insurmountable and overwhelming.
Right.
And, you know, I wish that we had, you know, a little bit more direct information from him at the time rather than, you know, it might be a few weeks or whatever, but
he didn't know either.
He didn't know, and every time he took something apart, he made another hideous discovery, frankly. And so I feel like we should potentially compensate him, maybe if we gave him $1,000 and ask him to hang on to the bodies.
Or even more.
Yeah. You know, except I think we need to go over there and identify the parts we want to keep for potentially the next sculpture and get those out of there and then have him hold on to those while we decide whether we're going to be able to auction them off.
Okay. So, again, as we're looking at our budget and what we want to get done and utilized in a really positive way before the end of the fiscal year on June 30th, so if we give a little more to Wyatt, we get someone who is on a website person who's going to do the things, but can that website person then get into the city's website macro structure? Like, what's the city website on? Is it Umbraco?
What are we talking about now?
Well, we're talking about, I'm trying to Fund. Talk about all the things that we're going to be paying for before June 30.
Some
more money, website work.
We're not talking about using the city website at this point. I thought we were talking about using Discover Newport.
Yes.
Okay, nice. Thank you.
So paying Wyatt, Discover Newport's website, or Fox and Crown, whichever one that would be.
Okay.
And what was the third thing?
There was something else that we were utilizing.
But we're not doing the brochure, so it's not that.
No, because the website
will take care,
we'll take care of that. So, Eric's going to talk. I can tell.
Yeah, focus on the website, and then you build cards or postcards.
Oh, you have to make some kind of a card so they can access the website.
Because we're not putting them on the paintings yet.
So where are we
and
putting
we
the cards?
Never.
Well, the cards would be handed out. The cards would be handed out like the brochures are now, but they'll just be like a business card with a QR code and maybe a name or something or website. I mean, and the addresses, because not everybody uses them.
Access mural information.
Yeah, or something like that.
And you know, the ideal thing about that is that if we were able to do that, we can ultimately add the rest of the murals around the city. It doesn't have to be limited to
right.
the bayfront.
It doesn't have to be the bayfront.
I like that idea.
I'm sorry, folks. Usually we don't, Eric, we usually don't bounce back and forth like ping pong balls among several different topics, but...
I think it was my fault, sorry.
We, you know, there are things we're just trying to work out here. All right, back again to the funds we have left before June 30. So, Peggy, do you need a motion from the committee to reimburse Wyatt an additional, you're recommending $1,000?
Whatever this committee thinks. But anyway, yes, I do need a motion. So I think what the motion would be is to, let's make these separate, to reimburse Wyatt Glasgow for additional work and storage of the Ambassador pieces. And then the second motion would be to, for funding for the website to show the murals and the QR code. And then another place we will be spending money, which I don't need you to do anything about really, because it will be pretty small, is on the Jürgen Eckstein sculptures. We'll spend a little bit of money on that. I'm getting an SDF.
Well, and making the cards so they can access the website.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so it sounds like you need three motions. So the first motion from this committee is to reimburse Wyatt, compensate Wyatt for some more of his time and storage up to $1,000. Is that what you're thinking, Peggy?
That's a call of this committee. Bill saw it. What do you think, Bill?
I think because he's storing it and because of the work he's done and he has to clean up and the work he's done, yeah, $1,000 is probably
okay.
Good.
All right. Any?
I so move.
Second? Bill second. All in favor of that first motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Second motion. That we are going to be hiring someone to work with Discover Newport to put all the public art images on the Discover Newport website, and we have to hire someone to do that. Yes, Peggy?
I'm not certain exactly how that would work. I don't think
we can hire someone.
Yeah, no, we aren't going to hire somebody to work on that website. People already manage that website. It's not us. We may have to pay the managers of that website.
All right, then we really can't do this second motion today, would you think?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But let Eric and I just sort of figure out what it we're looking at in terms of money.
All right. And then we'll get to the Eckstein stuff in a moment and a motion on that.
There's no need for a motion on that. It's not, I mean, I'm already working with somebody to get an estimate.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bill. I know you have to leave early. That's all right. We still have a quorum. We still have a quorum. I would like to entertain that we hold B3 and B4 on our agenda for June because we have so many other topics plus what we've added this morning. Is that okay with the committee? B3 and B4 are not time sensitive like some other things.
Okay.
And if we finish with enough and we have some time left before 10 o'clock, we can come back to them. Is that, yes, Scott?
Yes. I can't hear Scott.
Sorry, my bad. The rotating sculpture topic.
Yes.
When I read it, I had a different thought. And just put in the back of your mind, get in a system where sculptures that are going to be added fit on a common frame. And then we work with others like Toledo or Monroe or wherever, and we rotate our sculptures between cities or between areas.
Okay.
And so just think about that for next
week. Okay, yeah, hold that thought. That's very, very interesting, Scott. So right now, B3 and B4, we're just moving that. So B5, Eckstein sculptures. This has been on our agenda for months and months. And Peggy, what's our update there?
Okay, so at the last meeting, Frank Geltner was here, and he said that he knew somebody who would potentially be interested in it. So I reached out to that person, and he's going to go by and look at the two at the VAC, the one at the PAC, and the one here at City Hall, and give me an estimate. He's on vacation right now, but as soon as he comes back from vacation, I expect to hear from him.
Okay.
His name is Franz. I'll have to...
let me see.
And he's a musician.
It's someone that...
He's a painter, Frank said, but he expressed interest in taking care of these. And so when he comes back, he's going to give us an estimate.
Right. That was very good of Frank to identify that person because, of course, we've been looking for months and months for someone to help with, you know, the wood. Okay. So
I might just add that these are also sculptures that just showed up.
Yes.
So if their lives end someday, there's no point looking for any documentation because there isn't any.
Right.
It was another wink and a nod thing.
Well, the one at the PAC was way before a public arts committee.
Oh, yeah.
Way before a city. And that's the thing. I mean, there's no documentation in this city about any of that.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, there's another prime example why this city needed a public arts committee, as many other cities have, you know, to identify, to solicit, to create, to deaccession, whatever, public art, and so on. Okay, so I'd like to go on with one of our... topics that we added to the agenda this morning, and that is an update. You know, we've talked for several times now about a public reception for all of the new artwork. And so what kind of update do we have on that, please?
That, you know, I will apologize to you. I have not set a date.
Okay.
I'll try to set a date in June. That's it. We're pretty slammed in our office.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate the time that we can still keep having the Public Arts Committee during this transition. And Eric, appreciate that you actually have been sitting here for a while and didn't have to run off. And so we appreciate that. Okay, so that's just a work in progress. Yes, Francis.
At that, will there be visual representations of all the different sculptures, et cetera?
We're going to get to that as part of what we're adding here to our topic. So let's just segue into that. At one point in time, there was talk about a videographer who would take some images. And, you know, since we have new art, murals and otherwise all throughout the city, that because we were having the event here in City Hall is what's being proposed, that these two screens up here would come down, and at least as a starting point, the artwork that, you know, like the mural at the library and all the two murals at the turnaround, would be showing up here as examples. At least that's where our discussion was going and heading in. Peggy.
So I understood at the last meeting that what we would do at the reception is more of a PowerPoint.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
A slideshow of this art. And I only say that because if we want to do this in the next 4 or 5 months,
yes,
then we probably aren't going to be able to have a videographer online and have a professional video ready to go. And, you know, honestly, the video is a great idea. It
yes,
might
it
be
is.
Something that, you know, we may be able to also include on a Travel Oregon or Destination Newport, Discover Newport website. I mean, what is it exactly do you want to do with this video?
Well, I don't know. It was Scott's idea.
I think it's a great idea, but I don't know what to do with it.
A couple of months ago, you indicated about a videographer. Yeah.
Yeah, so all I was thinking is that there's a lot of artwork, and that capturing that artwork, if we're doing this reception thing, you know, find a way to visually represent that to people, and then that content could also be used with Discover Newport and all of those different locations. Now, how that happens is an interesting question, but.
Yeah. Okay, does that help answer some of the, but Peggy, you're thinking more of a slideshow because of the tight timeline
yes.
here.
You know, what I'm thinking is we might be able to ask Bill if he could take some photos so that we could put them in a slideshow that could cycle during the reception. Exactly.
I think he's already taken the pictures.
And the other piece of that is then we wouldn't have to delay this reception any longer. It's been delayed since, I mean, we were supposed to start holding these receptions on March 14th of 2020.
Yes, I know. It's
that day we canceled it because the day before we declared an emergency in this city due to COVID. We haven't been able to do anything since.
Yeah. Okay, so does that sound all okay with everyone? And we'll get a June date. So, yes, Cynthia.
So are you going to ask Bill if he can assemble all of his art photos? He's already been paid for some of them. I know when he put the brochure together and a couple
yes,
other
I can
things.
Ask I him. Mean,
did we pay Bill?
No. He does it on his own.
No, he did it.
He volunteers all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did pay for the brochures, but we, as far as I know, have never compensated Bill for the
we have
for photos. And I feel queasy about that, ethically. I think that's something that we'd have to talk about before we did it. But let us think about it. But I think that he's got these things and he enjoys doing this. And so if he doesn't, he needs to tell us.
So I'll be glad to reach out to Bill. I'll put that on my list to provide images of our new art since the last several years. For this reception.
Since 2020.
Mm-hmm. Do we have some kind of a date in mind?
Well, no, I'm not necessarily. You know, one of the things we talked about was, I can't remember what day of the week we were talking about. I'm happy to do it on whatever day you want, whether it's a weekend or a weekday. I feel like it might be better if we did something kind of toward the end of a work day. Because that way we could capture people on their way home from work, as opposed to asking them to come out on a weekend.
And that's kind of what we had talked about, doing something around 5:30. Definitely not on a Friday at 5:30.
Right.
Not the weekend, you know, because we may have a few nice days here by the time, you know, June comes and people want to be out.
I'm going to look at some dates in June, just a second
here. All right, let's just look at our calendars now and see what Peggy comes up with.
So our regular meeting day in June is June 16th.
Yes.
We do need to have a meeting. We can't not have a meeting in June.
That's right.
But, you know, I don't know if you'd rather just get everything done in one day, so have the meeting in the morning and then the reception in the afternoon.
Some of the rest of you?
Fine with me.
I'm okay. Sounds on my calendar sheet. Scott, Cynthia, Eric, Judy, can you, June 16th is our public arts meeting in the morning, and we're talking about like at 5:30 or whenever that same day doing our reception. Can you do that?
Yeah, that should work for me.
Okay, Scott?
So, just with our two ideas, is there someone on the reception and our.
Can't hear Scott again.
Sorry, my bad. I forgot to push the button. That we combine the our normal meeting and the reception kind of back to back and just do an evening meeting, probably with us first, very streamlined agenda, and then follow that with the reception.
Scott, you know, I think maybe in another circumstance that might be more workable. I'm beginning to feel like that our June meeting is going to be pretty big. I don't know. Peggy?
Well, I mean, here's a thought. It's not a bad idea because that means you would all only have to come out once during that day. And so one thing we could do is start the reception at 5 o'clock, make it a 1 hour reception, start your meeting at 6.
And go from 6 to 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, the thing about having your meeting in the evening is you're not restricted to an hour and a half. You're kind of restricted to 2 hours. No, I'm kidding. No? But, I mean, I think that's a totally doable.
If it's done that way, because one of the topics on our agenda this morning is moving our meeting time. We haven't discussed whether the meeting time is at noon instead of the morning
or
the
5
night.
O'clock, sounds like.
Pardon?
It sounds like 5 o'clock.
I don't know. Francis.
But isn't 5 o'clock a bit early? A lot of people to be able to get here?
Well, I mean, I think if we hold the reception from 5 until 6, it's sort of an open house. And, you know, at that point, if our meeting was delayed till 6:15, that's fine, as long as we don't start it at 5:45 if we notice it to start at 6 o'clock. So that gives us some flexibility. But I agree, you know, when you talk about rescheduling your meeting to an evening time, if that's ultimately the decision, I don't believe it should start at 5.
You're
thinking
6?
It needs to be 5:30 or 6.
Was just talking about
this one.
Yeah, you were just talking about the June public reception thing.
So we can easily move it from 5:30 to 6:30, and then we can start our meeting at 6:30.
I think we might have more people come at 5:30.
So is the consensus of this group to hold the reception on June 16th from 5:30 to 6:30, followed by a meeting of the Public Arts Committee? It is.
I think at some point there's going to have to be discussion whether, because we have people who aren't here, whether a Thursday evening is going to be the best time for a public art committee meeting. Judy, how are you on the third Thursday to have a meeting, a public art committee meeting that starts at 6:30 and goes to 8 or 8:30 at night?
I'd rather have it be a little early, but I can certainly make it. No problem. Just tell me when and where, and I'll be there.
Okay. Yes, Peggy.
Well, at this point, I think we're just talking about the reception, but I do want to say in regard to holding evening meetings, one of the things that we heard through the visioning process is that if you want a diverse group of committee members, you have to hold your meetings at a time when a diverse community can attend. So what happens when we have a meeting in the morning is we're not going to get any working people.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
right.
We're not going to have a diversity, for example, in age, because mostly the people who can attend during the morning hours are people who are retired. And so that's one of the reasons that we're working toward moving our committee meetings to
sure.
a time when more people can attend.
Right.
I agree with Peggy. Like, where I lived before, all of our committee meetings were in the evening, and you do get a much more diverse group of people that A, attend, and B, want to be on those committees.
Yes, yes. So I would suggest that we just do this for June.
See how it goes.
Because I'm not comfortable not having input from Bill or Tom about Thursday nights once a month. I think they should have the opportunity to weigh in, but why don't we try this on June 16th? Yes, Peggy.
So tell me what we're trying. Are we doing it both times during the day, or are we going to do a reception from 5:30 to 6:30, followed by public arts?
That.
Okay.
That second one, reception 5:30 to 6:30, and then if people aren't out by 6:30 and our meeting starts at 7, then we're here until 9, until 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night then.
There better be some food at that reception.
Oh, that's right.
But we will we'll make sure there's food at the reception. And also, you know, if you do ultimately decide to do evening meetings, it doesn't have to necessarily be on a Thursday. It could be on a Tuesday. It can't be on a Monday. And I prefer it not be on a Friday. But any of those other days, we can open the secret treat cabinet that Eric is now the owner of the key to.
I love it.
Good. Yeah, and then we can discuss the actual date. You know, Thursday is good, you know, but, you know, I just want to make sure everyone has input. All right, so we understand what we're doing on the 16th, 5:30 to 6:30 reception, and then 6:30 to 8 or 8:30, 6:30 to 8:30 is public art.
Very good. I think I know what you're talking about now.
All right.
There's two of us. I can do a gut check and say, Eric, what did they say?
Okay, so Judy, I know you heard that. And so we've taken care of that one. We've taken care of that. Oops, we only have 11 minutes left.
Oh, one quick question.
Yeah.
Does anyone know how to communicate with Jürgen Eckstein's wife? Because we would, okay, because we'll want to invite her to this. And any other artists, like I don't know if Julie is in France right now, but we would want her to come too.
Exactly.
And maybe Mrs. Lofton.
I have those contacts.
I think Diane might be out of town.
Okay.
And then whoever it is who painted the murals on the pump house and the turnaround.
That was Ken Spencer.
Need to invite that person. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Casey should be invited.
Who? Oh yeah, he's about to start on that other mural because school is almost out, and he's been paid.
He's been paid already.
Yeah. He needed the money to buy the materials. He's been paid.
Which mural?
Yeah.
That's the mural on the News Times that Casey McEnany.
Right. Right.
Mary was asking. Which mural that was.
And we do have an art easement.
Okay, that's good. All right, great. This is wonderful. Good job, group. So
let me make clear. Somebody is going to let Diane Eckstein know.
Yes.
Cynthia.
Somebody is going to let, I can let Ken Spencer know.
Okay.
And Julie.
I can contact Julie.
Okay, and then who's the other person we are? Okay, so Cynthia, are you going to communicate with those three?
I will.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Very good, thank
you. All right, we're going to get this reception done. I've been at it for over 2 years. We're going to get this done. And then, of course, this afternoon, we're going to be, Eric and Peggy is going to be determining what, if any, kind of relationship with the Destination Newport Committee that we can have, and their website, and blah, 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 and you're going to be working on that this afternoon, yes?
Well, that's not the only thing. We're hoping to have time to do that this
afternoon.
Okay,
time, yeah. So that may not come up until June.
If that doesn't come up, we will reach out to the committee chair and work from that point.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. All right, so going on to another topic here that you know, has been kind of silent for a number of months, but is going to start gaining speed fast, and that's urban renewal and South Beach. And Peggy has, or maybe it's Eric, I'm not sure, has an update about that.
Well, my update isn't really much of an update, but it's that we're going to be involved in this project pretty soon. And I think that I heard that there might be around $250,000 for art and art and art landscaping. Remember when we took the walk down there? So just keep that on your radar. You're liable to see it come up potentially as soon as June.
Okay. I guess what I'm wondering about is the, you know, a lot of the street work has been done and the new intersection and all of that's already in place, bless you, is already in place and so on. But our committee has to have quite a lot of lead time to get out RFPs. First of all, we haven't even decided what we might want where. Yes, Peggy?
I'll have Derek come to the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need Derek to do an update on it.
Good. Let's thank you very much. Let's have Derek, because when most of us were down there walking and we said, oh, something might be great here, oh, maybe something there, but nothing was ever like voted as a group, hey, we should do something here and here and here, or even the medium. Yes, Francis.
Well, didn't we have a presentation about Rick Bartos? The woman came in.
Yes, but there's been no decision made, and we need an update from Derek so we can know exactly what we need to do.
Good.
And what our involvement will be and when.
Okay. Yes, Scott.
Linking things together is one of the things I do. So we have an Ambassador 2 project we're looking at. And so are we kind of locked into the idea of putting Ambassador 2 where Ambassador 1 was? Or might we link it to this project, the renewal project, and maybe that might be an interesting entry sculpture, a welcome sculpture, and maybe we think about something like that.
That is certainly an idea for us to discuss. I see where you're going with that. I don't know. Not knowing where it might be, it could be totally ignored as people zip back and forth down 101. In fact, that's one of my main concerns about art down there in the urban renewal is the placement so that people will actually see it, see things, and experience it, and not just whoosh, 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 whoosh.
So the reason I brought it up, and it's been in my head for a while, is that in a lot of places they put like roundabouts at the entry to the town. And we saw several in a presentation previously where they had a big roundabout thing with deer or bison or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, if we have Ambassador 2 as a welcoming iconic image in South Beach on a roundabout, something like that could make sense. And I'll be careful what words I use here, that we double dip the same project, if you like.
That could help fund it for sure because,
yes,
you know, the amount of money, if we get the extra $15,000 from the city council in the budget, that would give us $50,000 for next year. You know, we still have to use a portion of that for other things. And I think that's something certainly worth looking at, and let's talk to Derek about it at the next meeting.
Okay, good. So now Derek is okay about being available on a Thursday night from 7 to 9 or whenever our meeting is going to be?
I have to check with him, but, you know, okay. Derek is very accustomed to night meetings.
Okay, because it just hit my mind. If he's not, and if this is rolling down the pike fast, then maybe our 16th meeting has to go back to the morning. I don't know.
Let me just check with Derek before we...
Can we call him now?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. All right.
You know,
we'll check with Derek.
It's not an emergency, so if he can't come on the 16th, he can come on the next month.
Oh, all right. So it's not that imminent for June.
You're going to know. You will know.
Because I keep thinking of the process, the RFP process that goes for months.
Yeah, let's just...
Okay, cool it. Okay, we'll do that. All right. All right. Wow, this is just fantastic. We're getting lots of stuff all taken care of and done. And we have just about 3 minutes left. All I can say on the Arts Toledo update, and I'll see whether Jesse, as I mentioned earlier, can also attend, and I don't know whether he can attend or not on this, but you know how we were going to try to coordinate our two cities because of this big van life group that's coming to Toledo July 15 through 18, about 300 people. They're going to be doing work and things in Toledo. They're going to do the back road as a route. They want to come to Newport, which is what, you know, brought up this whole thing about having information about the Bayfront murals. So Van, it's the Van, V as in Victor, A-N, and then I think it's Life. And that they've been scheduled for over a year. And
drive around and dance?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there something about bicycles too, or is that?
Oh, the cyclists are happening in about 10 days.
Oh.
And, you know, we have nothing to give them.
Yeah.
You know, we just... can't move fast enough, so we have nothing to give them, but that's okay. We'll try to get something to the van lifers so that they can have this connection of the two cities and public art connection. And this is all, as I say, being supported by Travel Newport. Peggy.
Well, I was just going to say that I think that... Arts Toledo is doing a great job of a lot of things. In fact, I have a friend who's exhibiting over there right now. But I can't even imagine that a group of people are going to come to Toledo and not come to Newport. If we do nothing, they're still coming to Newport.
That's right. And it would be ever so much nicer if somehow they would know something about our Bayfront murals. And there's been so many new Bayfront murals up. And yes, Scott.
So didn't I hear earlier that we have a bunch of brochures of the murals
already produced? We have brochures, uh-huh.
So
get rid of some of them.
Get rid of them and hand them off to the people.
Why give something that's old? You know, if people aren't here, why give it?
But there's still some on there.
Some of those are current.
Yeah.
Well, I'll check with Peggy to see how many there are, and I can get those over with the caveat that we're going to QR code. The caveat that it's...
Right, we're in process.
And we're
construction. Yes. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, dear, we're going to turn into pumpkins. It's 10 o'clock. Anything else quickly for the good of the order? Eric, welcome again and again. We look forward to working with you on Public Art Committee. And anything else you want to say?
Thank you guys for having me today, and I look forward to working with all of you on this committee.
Yeah, good, good.
Okay.
Thank you all so much. Have a great weekend and end of the month. Appreciate your time, and Judy, you start feeling better and get well, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks, you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I get this.